that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right.
I feel nice.
Good morning, Sammy. We'll get this figured out in just a second. Not a problem. All right, we're good to go here. Thanks, Sammy, for getting that squared away. And thanks for having me on again as part of that Pensacola expert panel. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan, and I am a chiropractor. And I'm proud to be the owner of the Neal Clinic, a fantastic place that we've been dedicated to healing and well-being since way back in 1986. Chiropractic healthcare is my passion. It's my expertise. And I'm here this morning to educate you on how chiropractic care can make your life better. At the Neal Clinic, I believe that chiropractic care has the ability to transform your life, put that pep back in your step. With a combination of cutting-edge techniques, a focus on evidence-based and patient-centered care, and an amazing staff, we're here to help you rediscover yourself. All right, so if you're ready to go on this journey to better health and overall wellness at the Neal Clinic with us, where we've got your back, literally, let me help you make your life pain-free and a whole lot more enjoyable. Have you ever been in a car accident or maybe knew somebody that was? The aftermath of that can be really tough to navigate. This morning, we're going to dive into the benefits of chiropractic care and just how critical it is for those patients that are recovering from car accidents. I'm going to discuss how chiropractic treatments can help reduce scar tissue, how they can promote natural healing and restore the proper biomechanics in your body. You're going to really want to pay attention to, if you haven't heard me talk about this before, I'm going to go over a technique or a therapy rather about our class 4 laser therapy. This thing makes a huge difference in people's lives. These things are amazing. I'm also going to touch on how important it is to address the root cause of your pain and dysfunction rather than just masking your symptoms with medication. All right, so let's get started on the road to recovery after a car accident. As you know, chiropractic care is a unique branch of healthcare that primarily focuses on diagnosis and treatment of neuromusculoskeletal disorders. And as a chiropractor, I place a special emphasis on the relationship between the spine, the nervous system, and addressing that root cause of your pain and discomfort, rather than just continually covering up your pain, your symptoms, with those medications that oftentimes have lots of nasty side effects, and you're really not supposed to take a lot of those things for a long period of time anyway. But accidents, falls, injuries, especially things like a car accident, they can all be both physically and emotionally traumatic. You know, in the blink of an eye, your life can change pretty drastically. And those things can leave you with injuries and pain that can impact just daily activities, things that you would have never thought about causing pain before, getting dressed in the morning. If you've ever been injured and had difficulty going to sleep, I mean, if you don't get that good night's sleep, I don't know about everybody out there, but for me, I need at least 7 to 8 hours or I'm not a happy camper. Those accidents and falls can really change the comfort of your sleep. And the aftermath of a car accident can also be frustrating. You know, maybe you went to the emergency room or your primary care doctor, and you told them how badly you were hurting, and all they did was send you home with a steroid and a muscle relaxer, which again are just going to cover up those symptoms temporarily, as the real problems, well, they're actually going to get worse. And that's if your primary care doctor will even see you after your injuries from an auto accident, because a lot of them out there won't. And that's because of the mountain of paperwork that's involved in the medical provider's side to treat these cases. But seeking proper care is essential to getting you back on your feet as soon as possible. And that's really where chiropractic care comes in. You know, at the Neal Clinic, we're used to handling all that paperwork. You know, between Jamie, our insurance coordinator up at the front, or Eden, who handles a lot of our auto claims, they take care of filing all those claims, all that paperwork for you. we see these cases every day. That's why they've gotten so good at handling all this stuff. That way you don't have to. That's just another thing on your plate. If you know you're stuck trying to go see your primary care provider and they won't see you because of this car, that's just another headache to add on top of the huge list of things that you have to get done after an auto accident. Let us handle that stuff for you. That's what we're here to do. Now, these car accidents, they can result in a wide range of injuries, right? They can affect different parts of your body, and it kind of depends sometimes on the severity of the collision and really what you were doing during that. You know, were you looking over to your left as that car hit you from behind, and now we've got a little bit different injury than if you were just looking straight ahead and relaxed? Were you hit head on? I mean, there's a couple different things that will impact, you know, exactly what was injured and how badly it was. Of course, speed, you know, did the airbags deploy? There's a lot of things that will come into play there. And some injuries are more common than others, and understanding these can help both the accident victims and the healthcare professionals take the appropriate steps to address that pain and discomfort as a result of that injury. I'd say one of the most common injuries from car accidents are whiplash injuries. Now, this occurs when your head and neck experience this sudden, rapid back and forth movement, kind of like the cracking of a whip. And these whiplash injuries can lead to, you know, all sorts of different symptoms, pain, stiffness. It'll feel like you can't move your neck as far as you used to. Maybe now you're having trouble, you know, driving because you can't turn your head to the left to look over your shoulder when you're turning or backing out anymore. They can even cause headaches. And one frustrating part about these whiplash injuries, if you're not being treated by a chiropractor for them, you know, let's say that you were that patient that did go to the emergency room. They probably took a quick x-ray of your neck to make sure you didn't have any fractures in there, or maybe even a CT scan of your brain to make sure you're not bleeding in your brain. But if you don't have any of those, you're going to be headed back home and told to take some ibuprofen until you feel better. And I'm sorry, but that approach to treating these injuries is just plain wrong. It's essential to treat these whiplash injuries as quickly as possible because untreated whiplash can lead to long-term complications. You can have chronic pain, again, decreased mobility, and that decreased mobility is going to start you down that downward spiral of degeneration of your joints that were impacted during that accident. I mean, there's studies where these people with these, we call them low impact whiplash injuries. So it wasn't a car crash that, you know, the whole car is totaled, the, you know, airbags deployed, the car is completely crumpled. I'm talking, you know, 20, 30 miles an hour, no airbags were deployed. And these people have pain from these whiplash injuries for up over a year after it happened. You know, and I, the more we read into this stuff, cars are designed to crumple, you know, they're at certain speeds, but at those lower speeds, they're designed to stay strong and stiff. That way you don't have to repair your car with every little bump and ding. But what that does is that transfers all that force through your neck. These small ligaments and muscles that are not designed to have that much force pass through them, that's what's absorbing all that power now instead of the car that, you know, is designed to crumple, but only at a certain speed. Another common injury that can come from a car accident are disc herniations. You know, your spine consists of this series of vertebrae separated by discs, and they're stacked on top of one another, kind of like a sandwich. It's bone, disc, bone, disc. And these vertebral discs, they act as these cushions or shock absorbers, and they also allow some flexibility, whereas if you didn't have them there, it would just be bones trying to move on one another. Would not be very comfortable. But a herniated disc occurs when that soft inner portion of the spinal disc actually pushes through a tear in that outer cartilage layer. And this can do a few things. First of all, in the region where that tear and that disc herniation is, can actually cause some local pain. But it can also cause, you know, radiating symptoms. And what I mean when I say radiating pain, or maybe you hear radicular symptoms or even radiculopathy, but this is a sensation of numbness or pain, burning, even weakness that you'll feel in your arms or down your legs, kind of depending on where that herniation is. And again, this occurs because that disc herniation is pressing on those nerve roots as they exit on either side of your spine. And those disc herniations, again, they can lead to ongoing discomfort if you don't get proper treatment. And that's why it's so important to get these things taken care of. Again, they're not going to see any of that on an x-ray. You know, an x-ray of your spine is only going to show me the bones. You're not going to be able to tell if you've got that disc herniation just because you went to the emergency room and they told you you're fine. Well, that's not necessarily the whole story. And similar to that, soft tissue injuries, right? Something like a sprain or a strain. A lot of people have heard that, right? I sprained my ankle. Well, sprain and strain injuries are also commonly experienced after car accidents. And what these are is they involve damage to muscles or ligaments and tendons that can cause pain and swelling in those areas. And, you know, you're not going to want to move those muscles that have a strain on them, you know, so it's going to feel like it's a reduced range of motion, but that's really because the pain is there. And I know they don't really sound as severe as some of those injuries, but it's really important not to underestimate the impact these soft tissue injuries can have on your overall well-being. You know, trust me, I've had some pretty bad ligament sprain injuries in my day, and they're not very fun. You know, I'm actually treating a patient right now. I saw her this morning before I left to come up here, in fact, and she strained several of the muscles in her arm during a car accident because she was bracing. She saw this person that was going to rear end her. She saw it coming. They were just going way too fast. So she started to brace for the impact with her arms, and she kind of held onto that steering wheel tight and was pretty rigid. But she held on so tight it damaged the muscles in her arm. Well, I'll tell you what, you try for a few weeks to only use one arm when you're getting ready for work in the morning and tell me how easy that is. It's not. Especially when any attempt to move that arm, you know, to put your shirt on, to wash your hair, to, you know, hopefully it's the non-dominant arm and you're not trying to use it for everything. Because trying to move those muscles that have been strained or the, you know, the areas where the ligaments have been sprained as well, that can cause some pretty bad pain. And similar to those other injuries, early intervention and proper treatment is going to get you better faster and prevent that long-lasting, you know, injuries to really continue on that course of downward degeneration. The misalignment of your spine and those joints in your spine is another common thing I see with these car accidents. And these are typically un or underdiagnosed unless you're seeing a chiropractor. Again, they're not going to talk about that stuff on an x-ray report. All they're really concerned about is, did they see anything that's broken? You know, do they have to send you to an orthopedist? You're not going to see those soft tissue injuries there. They're not going to talk about misalignment of the joints. There may be one line in there that says a reversal of your cervical curvature, you know, where your neck is a little more straight than it should be. And our spines have these natural curves to them, and that allows it to be like a spring instead of like a straight up and down like a pogo stick, right? That spring can kind of cushion the blow as we walk or as we carry our head around, whereas if our spine was straight up and down, every step we take would just be putting a lot of pressure on our hips and our knees. But that sudden impact and the force of the collision can knock some of those joints in the spine and even other joints from their proper alignment, which is going to lead to chronic pain. You know, it's going to be pretty uncomfortable. And again, that restricted movement. So with these things, you know, we know what the injuries are. How does your chiropractor help you? What can I do to help? Well, chiropractic care offers a non-invasive and drug-free approach that focuses on addressing that root cause of your pain and discomfort. And to begin, we schedule that consultation so I can get a good idea of, you know, how did you get hurt and what are your symptoms? Then I'll have to take you through a physical exam so I can really diagnose what your injuries are. You know, that's a really important part of this process. What type of tissue did you damage? Is this a muscle or a ligament that you've sprained or strained? Is it a joint? You know, do we have some joint dysfunction that's causing that, you know, sharp stabbing pain on one side of your neck when you rotate to look to your left or your right? You know, is it more difficult for you to look up and down? You know, we're probably talking more about a joint injury then. Maybe it's a nerve that's being pressed on that's causing your hand to feel numb or some pain coming down your leg. We need to know exactly what was damaged so I can make sure that we're treating you at the right frequency and with the right therapies. That's a big part of what we do. Let's make sure we have all the information that we need to order any diagnostic imaging. That way we're making sure that you're diagnosed properly for your treatment plan. That's a big part of the first intake part of this stuff. And one of the primary techniques, what I'd say most people think of when they think of chiropractic care, are these manual adjustments, which involve applying a controlled force to realign the spine and your joints. And this hands-on approach helps reduce that pain and inflammation caused by those misalignments, which, again, they can come from any sort of trauma, not just car accidents, but if you play sports and you're jumping or diving, or maybe you fell, even repeated postures, right? We don't all have perfect postures. We sit at the desk every day. And if you do this for years and years at 8 to 10 hours a day, you're going to have some of those joint misalignments that will cause pain and inflammation. And by restoring that alignment, chiropractic care promotes your body's natural healing process, and it enables your body to heal more efficiently. But you know, sometimes using those manual adjustments may be too aggressive, especially after, you know, immediately after that car accident, where patients, you know, if you've been in a car accident, you can be pretty, you know, pretty badly banged up. And that's why at the Neal Clinic, my patients love that I'm certified in the activator method of adjusting. Well, technically, I'm what's called an advanced proficiency rated, which is actually the highest level of training you can get in this method, unless I want to start teaching the classes. But, you know, right now I enjoy treating patients more, so we're going to stick with that. But what this activator method is it's an alternative to that manual, you know, bending, twisting, and popping of your spine. Instead, what I'm able to do is use this handheld device that makes a small contact on your spine to deliver a quick, gentle thrust to the joint to accomplish that same goal as the manual adjusting. And some people, you know, have never heard of this method before, and I'll tell you what, they are so relieved when I tell them, you know, I don't have to crack their neck today, but I can still give them that same relief they're used to with those manual adjustments. In addition to spinal adjustments, chiropractors will use all sorts of other various techniques to complement your treatment plan. At the Neal Clinic, one tool that I use every single day is that Class 4 laser. This thing is a piece of cutting-edge technology that has really gained popularity in the more recent years because it's so effective in treating pain and inflammation. The way this works is it's got this laser diode that emits really specific wavelengths of light that have enough power to penetrate deep into your injured tissues to stimulate, again, your body's natural healing process. Now, these Class 4 lasers have been proven to reduce that inflammation and alleviate pain, as well as accelerate that tissue repair, which is why it's such a valuable addition to those treatment plans. And I'll tell you, ask anybody that's ever had one of these laser treatments, my patients love this thing. You know, my the last two patients I saw yesterday were a mother and a daughter, and they were supposed to have an appointment earlier this week, but they were busy and they had to miss that appointment. And the young girl's mom, when she came in, she was telling me that all week her daughter had been asking if they could come back to the chiropractor so she could get that laser therapy because it made her feel so much better. She was having some headaches and, you know, some mid-back pain. She had just started playing volleyball. She's still pretty young, but she said that the results from this thing made her feel so much better. She was able to practice better. She wasn't waking up with headaches. And again, everybody comes out of that laser room and loves these things. But treating the misalignment to those injured joints through chiropractic care that's really an essential component to that recovery process after your car accident. But another way that chiropractic care really aids in recovery is by reducing something called the formation of scar tissue. You know, everybody's pretty familiar with scar tissue as it relates to our skin, right? You get a cut or something and there's going to be some scar tissue there. Maybe you've had a surgery and they're going to talk about the incision and the way the scar forms. That's always on everybody's mind. How big of a scar am I going to get? But you can actually get scar tissue on your muscles and ligaments internally as well. And scar tissue forms as the body's natural response to an injury. So it's helping to repair and protect those damaged tissues. But one thing that happens is that excessive scar tissue can lead to stiffness and restricted mobility in these areas. And that's because of the way and the nature of that scar tissue that's formed, right? We can tell that we have a scar on our skin because it looks different, right? You can look and say, hey, this is where the scar is, and it's normally elevated. And that's because when your body is repairing something like that, it needs to make sure that that area is really strong so it doesn't get ripped open, but and then re-injure that area. But when that happens on muscles that are supposed to move in a certain direction, and you've got this one patch now that is a lot tighter and a lot more stiff where you're used to having mobility, it's going to put some stress on the rest of that muscle, and you're not going to be able to move it as far. If this happens in ligaments, it's going to start to deposit calcium, and that's kind of the start of how these bone spurs will form in and around your body. These things don't form randomly. They form around areas of previous injury, but they take some time to form, just like a scar takes some time after you had that surgery or after you got cut to form. So we're not going to see this stuff initially. But chiropractic treatment through those targeted adjustments and soft tissue manipulation will reduce the formation of the scar tissue if we're able to get to it soon enough. It can even help break up some of that scar tissue if it's already formed. And that's going to help restore flexibility and mobility to those muscles and ligaments and even your joints that were impacted by your accident. And finally, addressing that scar tissue, chiropractic care is really striving to promote your body's natural healing process by improving blood flow and reducing inflammation. There's no magic behind this stuff. There's no, this isn't a secret anymore. If we reduce local inflammation, if we increase your mobility and make sure the joints are moving the way they should, your body's going to heal faster. Proper blood flow is vital for making sure that you have the nutrients and oxygen going to those areas of that injured tissue, while also removing the waste products and toxins that are going to impede that healing process. The use of complementary therapies at chiropractic clinics, we use massage and laser therapy, they're going to help stimulate that blood flow and alleviate inflammation. And again, that's going to help your body help repair itself faster. It's a similar goal to those anti-inflammatory medications that your doctor would prescribe or over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen. You've probably heard the word NSAID before. That's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Basically, it's just trying to reduce inflammation. But think about it for a second. That's the same pill you'd take if you hurt your big toe or you smash your thumb. Your body can't really tell the pill where to work, and all those medications come with a big list of side effects. And that's the benefit to chiropractic care. We know where the injuries are. We know how to treat that stuff. If you haven't been evaluated by a chiropractor, do yourself a favor, call your chiropractor. If you want my opinion on your injuries, give us a call at the Neal Clinic. Tammy's giving me that sign that I'm running out of time. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. We're located on Creighton Road, right across the street from that Walmart. And like I said, if you've been injured, whether it's a car accident, you fell, anything like that, and you want my opinion, give me a call, tell Jamie that Dr. McMillan told you to schedule your consultation, and you and I will go back and talk about your symptoms and how chiropractic care can help you. Thanks for having me on this morning, Tammy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's so good to have you every week. We really enjoy it. Coming up, we have Jared Giles from Marcus Point Baptist Church. We're going to talk about ego-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo